Intro, your category of one business. Do you know who rules are for? Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Other people. Now the same goes for lines. VIP lines are for fools who pay more to stand in line to be seen. Now, I don't stand in lines. I find the back door through a hidden alley behind the building, walk into the green room, and start a conversation with the star or the owner. Now these are shortcuts, and I'll pay a premium for shortcuts and time savers. And so do the wealthy. Now hopefully you resonate with these ideas, especially the one about who rules are for. I don't like rules. I've always been a rule breaker. And after almost four decades as an entrepreneur, business founder, and consultant at the highest levels, I've come to a conclusion. The worst thing a business can be is a me-too business and live in the world of the status quo. In other words, you never want your business to be an imitation or a copycat. So when all you are is a tribute band playing someone else's hits, your success level is capped. Led Zeppelin will never sell more records than the original. They're at the mercy of someone else to develop new songs and prep the market. In other words, they're stuck. A sentiment I hear far too often from the business owners that I talk to. Now, here's what I tell them. It's far better for people to hate you than to face irrelevance. I can work with hatred, but passivity and disregard, that's tough to overcome. They often say that the opposite of love is indifference. Now, think about businesses, people, or organizations who are so distinct, they're in a category all their own, what I call a category of one. Now, think about it. Elon Musk, Apple, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, the New York Yankees, Ozzy Osbourne, Donald Trump, Lululemon, Amazon, Chick-fil-A, Martha Stewart, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Harley Davidson. Now, if you say Martha or Ozzy or Tony, pretty much everyone knows what you're talking about. Love them or hate them, you've definitely heard of them. They've defined their own category, and they own that space to the extent that they don't really have any competition. They're in a category of their own. Don't believe me? Drive by any Chick-fil-A anywhere in the country and count the cars in line at the drive-thru. Except, of course, on Sunday. When you have a category of one business, you have name recognition, momentum, and leadership. You are unusual, and you stand out. People look to you to set the tone, and many times, they will accept no substitute. Anything you touch is instantly worth 3 to 10 times more, and in less time. And customers and clients approach you, pre-qualified, saying, "I already know I want to work with you. How do we start?" Now, that's what I want for you. A figurative line out the door for your products and services. People begging you to take their money. Rabid fans who get your logo tattooed on their butt. Hey, whatever floats your boat, I don't judge. Now, you might be thinking that creating your own category is impossible because you are in a saturated market or because there's not anything unique about you. Screw that! This works whether you're B2C, B2B, large, small, online, or bricks and mortar. It doesn't matter if you're a consultant, a retailer, a subject matter expert, a coach, or a ballet teacher. I don't care if you live in New York, New Delhi, or Newfoundland. After advising and selling products and services to over 161,000 business owners, I can accurately say that every business is unique in its own way. Whether it's what you do, how you do it, or why you do it, there's something different about you. Now, it's a conundrum. You're special, but your market might not know you're special. In fact, not enough of your ideal customers know you exist or care or understand what makes you unique and valuable. Now, here's the real issue. Very few businesses ever establish strong brands that get attention, are packaged, positioned, or have a replicable message that makes your ideal customer willing to pay 3 to 5 times more for your product or service and gives you huge multiples when you choose to sell someday. Now, more than that, what nearly every business lacks is sizzle for their steak. You might be the best thing in the world, but you're packaged and positioned incorrectly, and as a result, boring. Now, in contrast, sizzle as many of my favorite clients put it, can add 10x the value of an offer, making it the highest ROI investment available to any business owner. That's what I'm going to teach you to discover and sharpen in this short guide. I'm going to introduce you to a straightforward yet powerful framework that will help you determine your category of one brand. Now, you'll need to do some work, but it will be well worth it. If you define your category of one, you're on your way to business success at levels you may have never imagined. My wife, Vivian, said something very profound recently. It's something everyone wants, but often they do not know how to communicate. Help me show my friends what I do. Help me show the world who I am. Make me relevant. Help me stay that way. Now, a great category of one brand does exactly that. So let's get going. P.S. As with most of the content I create, I wrote this book for myself, and as a result, sometimes I use language that might seem offensive or you might find a bit too blunt. Now, I polarize on purpose to get a reaction and to push buttons. I want you to use that to your advantage. So as you're reading, if you get triggered, ask yourself why. Did I hit a nerve of truth? And if so, look for a deeper lesson. Or you can just write me off as an insensitive jerk, and I'm okay with that too. Really, one of the things that I've realized now at my tender age of 56 years old, when I am recording this for you, is I really don't care what people think of me anymore. And that's given me an amazing amount of freedom. Now, it doesn't mean I go out of my way to be a jerk or an a-hole. What it means is I don't let people who are not invested in themselves in me dictate how I feel about me or my actions. And one of the things I heard not too long ago from one of my mentors, I believe it was Dan Kennedy, was unless you invest or vote with your wallet, your voice doesn't matter. So pay attention to the buyers and the payers. All right, let's get on with chapter one. First, however, I've got a little bonus for you, and that's coming up next.